Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, September 29th. I had a brain fart during my rant. The longest serving governor, G. Menon Williams, was known for his signature bow tie and got the nickname Soapy for cleaning things up. Yep, AI search during the break. Cleaning things up. Soapy Williams, G. Menon Williams, governor of the state of Michigan, 1949 to 1960. Because he didn't put up with this crap that we're dealing with today. In the same committee, another bill for $500,000, House Bill 4422, State Representative Pauline Wentzel, a proposal that deals with the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, who is the state's wholesaler of distilled spirits, which appoints authorized distributor agents, ADAs. They then distribute and deliver spirits to buyers around the state. Liquor stores, party stores, Meijer, whoever sells liquor, well, that's how they get it. From an appointed authorized distributor agent. Wentzel said rising fuel costs, inflation, and increased insurance rates puts pressure on the distributors without any system in place to allow them to adjust for their rising costs. Currently, the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, which, by the way, should be abolished, that whole department needs to go. Currently, they pay spirit vendors between $8.25 to $12.50 per case of product in order to offset the cost in contracting with an authorized distributor agent. Wentzel's bill would raise the fee from $12.50 per case and create a system under which future increases could be made. The state treasurer would tie future increases to distribution fees tied into the consumer price index up to 5% increase, whichever is less, based on inflation. House Bill 4422 also allows the Michigan Liquor Control Commission to use one-time funding to prevent disruptions to supply chains. All three bills were reported out of the House Rules Committee on Friday. How much you want to bet? Pauline Wentzel was given a check by one of her ADAs, authorized distributor agents within the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, to introduce this bill. How much you want to bet? I guarantee it. Legislators for hire. What the heck does Pauline Wentzel know about the distribution of distilled spirits around the state of Michigan? Probably not a whole lot. Not until it was brought to her attention with a check and a bill. Here, Pauline, introduce this. Here's a check for $5,000, $10,000 to your reelection campaign. Thank you. Nice doing business with you. By who? A lobbyist, special interest group, somebody that wants to raise these fees, and who's going to end up paying them? Yep, you got it. As always, we the people. We pay for everything in this state. Companies don't pay anything. These big companies, these big trucking firms, they They don't pay taxes. They don't pay fees. They don't pay anything. They ought to add it to the cost of their goods, services, and products, pass it on to the wholesaler. Wholesaler passes on to the retailer. Retailer passes it on to us. Ultimately, the buck stops with us, the consumer. Every single product, every single service, every single thing that we do in this state, we pay for. Cost of living in this state is out of control. Gas prices finally starting to trickle down. With my gas buddy card down in Cadillac yesterday, I paid $267. Oh, man. All we want to do is be left alone. We want the roads fixed. We want to buy what we want to buy at the lowest possible price and have a good standard of living as we get older. And we would like to share this beautiful state with young people. We would love for young people to move here. Folks, the state is very simple. If you're not growing your population, you're dying. It's that simple. Why? Because if you don't have the cost of living, if you don't have a high standard of living, if you don't have good products, services, and education systems, and cheap electricity, and cheap car insurance, and good roads, if you don't have that, they go elsewhere. What's left? A declining population. What does the declining population have to do? We got to pay for the state government down in Lansing, which is going to end up, it appears, to be an $80 billion budget. When the state of Georgia has about the same 9 or 10 million people like we do, the same number of miles of I-75 that we have, how is it that they can just pass their budget for half? For $40 billion a year. This year. How can they do that compared to Lansing? Why have we tolerated this kind of spending in Lansing? And get this kind of services and results? Failing public schools where kids out of 1,600 potential score on an SAT, Scholastic Aptitude Test to go to college, average, especially here in northern Michigan, 960 out of 1,600. A D. Is it because our kids are that stupid? They can't pass a standardized test to prove their ability, their aptitude to get into college? The system is broken. It's got to get fixed. And the only way it's going to happen is if we get Axe My Tax on the ballot next year and force them to cut the spending. Force them to figure out how to run this state government more efficiently at lower cost to us, the taxpayers. Eliminate the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. Eliminate all these wholesalers and authorized distributor agents and price fixing. Oh my God. Get rid of the 90% monopoly consumers and DTE has on our electric grid. Open it up to all the co-ops to be able to provide electric service to us, the people. Make car insurance optional. Other states have it. Unless you're leasing a car or you're paying on a car with a loan, you don't have to have insurance. New Hampshire, Vermont, I forget what state it was. I was in a truck stop, sitting at the trucker's counter, talking to a waitress, talking to a fellow truck driver, talking to a local resident. How much is your car insurance here? Oh, we don't have that. What? No, I drive an old pickup truck. I have no insurance on it. Well, what happens if you get in an accident? I'd take it to the junkyard and buy another one. What? What if you seriously hurt somebody? Well, they sue me, and then we work it out in court. I don't have anything, so they're not going to get anything. I live in an old deer cabin out on the lake. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Well, what about your license plates? Don't you have to prove you have insurance to get your plate? Nope. We buy those every 5 years. What did you just say? Yeah, we pay $25 every 5 years to get a new plate. How can other states do this and we can't? It's because of Lansing. That's why in the back of my radio station, uniform, Lansing hates us, but the people love us. Because I know this stuff from traveling as a truck driver for 4 years of my life across the country, sitting down at truck stops, eating lunch with these people, talking to the waitresses, talking to the local residents. This state is screwed up. So what are we going to do? We going to fix it in next year's election? Or are we going to continue this way, this path? And God help us if a Democrat or a fake independent Democrat, Mike Duggan, becomes the next governor. I've talked it over with Vicky. I'm going to be straight up with you guys. If a Democrat or Duggan gets elected governor, we're moving. We're going to sell the radio station. We're going to sell the house. We're out of here. Probably end up in Florida. We'll come up here in summer, in the summertime, but we will not no longer be residents if we lose this election next year. Not going to do it anymore. Fed up. I'm tired. If the people of the state of Michigan are that stupid that they're going to elect a Democrat governor, allow the Democrats to control the Senate, then you guys deserve the state we get. In our beloved state of Michigan, where we have lived our entire lives, we're going to say goodbye. That's how important next year's election is, folks. Yep. So, kind of a little bit upset this morning over this stupid budget. Their shortfall of the road funding formula in an $8 billion budget. Really? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Got a text message. I won't say from who. We've got 8 to 15 does in my back field every night behind his house. We're going to be weeding them out this year. Problem is with the does is a symptom of a bigger problem with the leftists running the DNR. Total mismanagement. Here's my response. Kill them all. Gut them. Process them with your local butcher. Ground it all into ground meat. Tell them they had 20% pork for the fat. Because venison has no fat. You need a little fat when you cook it. Fill up your freezers. All your friends' freezers. Keep the ground meat for chili. Meat sauce for pastas. And meatloaf. What you can't use, donate the rest to churches and food banks. It's frozen ground meat. They can make all kinds of stuff with it. It's healthy. Get rid of the does. Kill them all. Sorry. And I don't even care if you get a doe permit, frankly. Screw the DNR. You have mismanaged this deer herd so bad in this state. It's time for the people to take care of it themselves. Period. These does have got to go, people. And you deer hunters out there, I know you want that big trophy rack and you taxidermists are going to go out of business. So sad. Too bad. I'm sorry. You can find something else to do for the next year. This radio station, which is owned by my wife, both the radio station and my wife, Victoria Bishop, are still being sued. I'm being sued, personally, and this show, for things that I said on this radio station. I absolutely deny the claims being made by the people, the person, and his company that's suing us. Tom Moran of Moran Iron Works in Onaway. Our legal defense fund is still up and running. givesendgo.com/defendWCHY radio station is the website. Got a retired worker up in Pickford, Michigan. He sent me a text message. He said, Randy, I heard you talking about the Legal Defense Fund. I want to make a donation. I'm going to mail it to your P.O. Box in Elk Rapids. P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. Over the weekend, I went there. Phil in Pickford, retired. I got your envelope. I opened it up, folks. there was a check in there for $500 made out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. Randy Indian River, he's heading down to North Carolina for the winter. Another check, $25. On this Give, Send, Go, I've lowered the goal to $10,000. So far, we've raised $4,125. Again, just going to be honest with you folks. If we don't have the money to pay our attorney, we are going to default. And we will lose this lawsuit, which is lawfare, being used against us by a very high-powered, expensive attorney being paid for by Tom Moran and Moran Iron Works. Maybe him personally, I have no idea. The election is over. Tom Moran is now a school board member for the Onaway Public Schools. He's told our advertisers, he's gone and paid them a visit, that it's his mission in life to get me off the air. One of our advertisers asked him point blank in their business when he was there, did Randy say anything that hurt your business, Moran Iron Works and Onaway? Oh, God, no, Moran said. He didn't hurt our business in any way, shape, or form. We don't even do business in northern Michigan where that radio station is hurt. Then my advertiser looked at him and said, well, why are you suing him? Because I want him off the air. I don't like his opinion. I don't like his politics. I want him off the air. When you go to givesendgo.com/defendWCHY radio station, the title of the GoFundMe or the Give, Send, Go is Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment Rights. The whole story is there. Text me legal, L-E-G-A-L. I'll send you the link to the Give, Send, Go. You can read the story for yourself. We have to meet this first goal of 10,000 by the end of October, the end of next month. Going to come to a point, folks, where Vicky and I are going to have to make a decision. We cannot keep running up these legal bills, these expenses, not paying our lawyer because we don't have the money. If we don't raise the money, we're done. We'll default in the case. We'll be off the air, and you might be listening to country music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just being brutally honest with you. Text me legal. I'll send you the link. You decide if you can give us 10, 20, 50, or 500 like Phil did. Thank you, Phil. God bless you. I just tell it like it is, folks. It's always the truth, whether you like it or not. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology